From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
I'm here, Mike.
Oh, good. Card transactions, where are we at?
Electronic card spending data. It was released yesterday for the month of June. This is the official spending data, which comes from Stats New Zealand. Now we've had and we've commented on spending data from a couple of the banks. That's data, just data from their internal networks. And it was notable that the actual spending that we saw wasn't exactly shooting the lights out, but the annual numbers, they were showing sort of some growth. Now, as I've pointed out a number of times, we've got a lift in sentiment. We've got a lift in positivity. We can see it in the recent business surveys, but actual activity hasn't noticeably lifted just yet. Now, the electronic card transaction data yesterday sort of support that theory. Electronic card spending fell in June, and it fell across a broad range of sectors. So that reverses a gain that we saw in May. Now, there was evidence of reduced spending on fuel, but we didn't see that spending redirected into other categories. So discretionary spending just didn't get a lift from lower fuel prices. If I look at the numbers, electronic card transaction spending fell 1.4%. Spending in core retail industries fell 1.5%, and the total value of card spending fell 1.2%. So let's just widen it out, though. Let's take out the month-to-month volatility and look at the June quarter. If I do that, retail spending was up 0.4%, but core retail spending fell 0.1%. And if I drill down into the categories, we did see a lift, and I think we've talked about this. Durables did lift 0.9%, but hospitality, motor vehicles excluding fuel and apparel, they all fell. If I look at the broader trend and take it out even wider, Mike, it's flatlining. So we need to see that improved sentiment feeding into sort of actual activity, because we can't ignore that there are sort of potential headwinds. There are risks at the moment to that happening. This re-escalation in the Middle East tensions, this isn't good. Higher oil prices, you know, that could lead to either no further relief in fuel prices at the pump for a little while, or worse than that, they could go back up. And mortgage rates creeping up on the back of higher interest rates as well. So, Mike, I think we're kind of delicately poised at the moment. We sort of need a couple of things to sort of go our way. We need those fuel prices to come down, but we're delicately poised.
I think that's a very good way of putting it. And what traditionally we've relied upon is the feeling that our house price is going up, therefore we feel richer, therefore we borrow more money to build the deck and go to Fiji on holiday, and that's not happening either.
No, you want me to be incredibly blunt? Don't look for the housing market to kickstart the economy. It's not going to happen in the short term. The Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, they released June data yesterday. House price index fell in June, seasonally adjusted, fell 0.3% month on month. Year on year, it's down 0.8%. So the housing market is basically going nowhere from a price point of view. Sales volumes fell as well, nationally circa sort of 1%, with more substantial falls in sales in Auckland and Wellington. If I look at regionally, Auckland sales actually fell 5.6%, so it was quite a lot. If I look at the house price index, we've got this sort of bifurcation we've been seeing for a long time. Auckland fell 3% year on year, that's the house price index. Wellington, 4.5%. No surprise though, Canterbury up 4.1%. Now, we sort of had thought that maybe we'd get a little bit of a lift in migration, and that's traditionally sort of helped the housing market. Those migration numbers earlier this week suggest that maybe it's not going to be quite as strong as we had sort of suggested. As I said, mortgage rates probably won't help, but just to kind of really emphasize some of these risks from the housing market point of view, you've got the election uncertainty as well, and people tend to go into their shells a little bit. So, look, Mike,
geez, man, you're deflating me.
Look, well, let me finish, because you know I always try and finish. Things are generally getting better, but we're just not quite out of the woods yet.
No, very cool. No. Fortunately, the war's going well. So, what are the numbers?
Well, unfortunately, the markets are sort of ignoring the war at the moment. The Dow Jones is actually up 141 points, which is just over 0.25%, 52,649. The S&P 500 is up 0.33%, 25.7568. And the NASDAQ is up 152 points, 0.59%, 26,261. Small fall in the FTSE 100 overnight, 13 points, 10,515. The Nikkei was up 1.5%, 68,751. In China, the Shanghai Composite fell 0.29%, 3,955. The Aussies gained 0.37 yesterday, 8,841. We had a very small fall in the NZX 50, 16 points, 13,635. What is going up, Mike? is the New Zealand dollar, 0.5857 against the US. That's a result of the higher interest rates. 0.8349 against the Aussie, 0.5105 euro, 0.4323 pounds, 94.88 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,063. Brent crude, $84.33.
Catch up tomorrow, man. Shuren Partners, Andrew Kelleher with us.